Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, and welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with Jamie, JP, Kia, and Melissa, and today we're going to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
I'm cool. I'm straight.
Oh, Jamie finally got that evil tooth out.
Evil tooth.
Let's defer all questions to Jamie and have her try and answer them with the terrible mouth.
So Jamie, how's your day today? Did you find something that you currently had lost?
poor Jamie. Anyway. Oh, that just made me really sad. I'm sorry. Anyway, ladies, I can't find the Google document, and I probably should have said that a while ago, but I already know how the intro goes. I'm going to do the intro like we normally do and go, thank you to everybody who has is and will donate to us. We very much appreciate it. If you want to know how to do that, what you're going to do is you're going to go to Nerdgasm Noir side. There's a nifty new handy dandy sidebar. And on the sidebar, there's a section that says donate to us today. And in that section, what you can do is you can donate us your Twitter account. So anytime we post out an episode of the show, you can also post out an episode of the show. We just click a nifty little button and you automatically retweet it and you don't have to do anything with it. Also, there's a donate button for PayPal, so you can give us cash monies, dollar at a pimp. Make sure you donate to us if you can. If you can't, give us your Twitter account. We promise we won't do anything wrong with it, we swear. Or do both because you're super generous, right? Right? Right. Also, on that nifty sidebar, there are ways that you can follow us on any social network, whether it be Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest. Yeah, those are pretty Goodreads. I forgot about Goodreads. No. Last.fm. Pretty much anywhere you want to follow us, you can follow us. Also, you can catch on that follow us area. You can find out where you can listen to us on whatever medium you use, whether you use iTunes, the RSS feed, Stitcher Radio, pretty much any possible way you can possibly think of to listen to us. There's a way and you should listen to us. Hold on. Make sure you leave us a voicemail. We love voicemails. We like to hear from you. So leave us a voicemail at 312-574-0591. You can tell us about some cool things you saw or a corny joke that I may like to hear about, I don't know, not wanting to talk about it or, I don't know, a bunch of different things. But leave us a voicemail. We like hearing from you guys. Oh, snap. I don't. That's it, right?
So.
I always forget things.
It's okay. So if you have ideas on guests or if you want to guest on Nerdgasm Noir Network, email us at guests@nerdgasmnoir.net. If you want to send us feedback, should be feedback@nerdgasmnoir.net. Or like Dee mentioned, you can go to our website, nerdgasmnoir.net. Any requests for us, like either interviewing or media shit, media@nerdgasmnoir.net. So pretty much if you go to our webpage, you can see all the different email. So go on to contact. And if you want to contact us about something, it will be listed there on that page.
Woo. Did you forget anything? probably not, because I'm the one who's forgetful. Do we have a docket for this week's show?
Yes, we do.
How come I can't see it?
Are you serious?
I cannot see it.
It's the date. The document is the name of the document.
I'm telling you, I don't see it. Like, I'm looking at like the recent one because you guys are all in it. And I'm looking at shared with me and I see nothing. I don't understand why you guys don't want to share this week's docket with me. So that's cool.
You don't see the February 4th one?
No. You guys, this is their plot to kick me off the show. They're trying to get rid of me, so they're just not showing me things. Until finally, it's like I'm a ghost, and I'm not.
Well, to give you time to find a document or someone nice to tweet or IM or something, i.e. one of the other people who's currently on this show, because
Melissa ain't gonna do it because she probably can't find it either.
Please play the voicemail from 8-Bit.
I have.
Yes, I'm going to. I'm going to play the voicemail from 8-Bit. All right, people, get ready.
I'm not ready.
You're gonna be ready.
Hello, ladies. This is your friendly neighborhood 8-Bit Animal. And I was calling to let you guys know that you are the shit. You're fucking awesome. Keep up the good work. I thoroughly enjoy listening to your show every week, even though Deanna always throwing out all that light skin slander, which I don't understand. I don't know what light skin people ever did to you, bruh. If we prick us, do we not bleed? I mean, you know, the cut be extra visible because we light skin, but, you know, if you cut us, do we not bleed? Anyway, I'm rambling now. I just wanted to tell y'all that y'all are awesome. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all are some of my favorite people. And I holler at y'all whenever. Later.
Okay, I would like to make a formal rebuttal of that.
Wait. Before you rebut, I'm light-skinned. Have I been blind to the light-skinned slander on this show?
I've never light-skinned slandered on the show. I don't think. I do light-skinned slander directly to him, though. And I do it in public so everybody can see. I light-skinned slander Justin, he's always running around light-skinned squinting, and I'm telling him about himself, okay? Leave me alone. But I would like to put a formal rebuttal and say I've never done it on the show because I have a certain level of professionalism. Thank you very much. Pay no attention to the noises from the peanut gallery over here, because obviously...
Deanna, speaking about your professionalism, have you found the outline?
I did. If you look at it and you look in the top right-hand corner, you can see my picture because I'm in it right now. Totally a part of this bitch. I'm here.
Yay.
Okay. Well, I can keep going on to the next one and then you can take over. So I guess you noticed that we are starting at 8:45 now. This is going to be our permanent time slot. We're also reducing the show to an hour, but please don't throw stuff at us. After the hour, some of us may stay and continue talking for another 30 minutes. It's going to be called Post Noir. So if you want to stay and hear us just chat about just random shit or just a particular topic, if we feel in a mood, then, we'll... near the end of the show, we'll mention, hey, we're going to have a post-noir. And it's going to happen immediately after the hour. So, yeah.
Woo! I'm actually excited about the post-noir because I feel like we can curse more than normal.
That's possible?
That's a lot of curses.
Totes possible. We don't cuss that much. But anyway, on to our nerdtastic news. There's a motherfucking supernova.
It actually already happened.
Well, it's just that it happened probably billions of years ago, but it took a while for the light to travel through space, right?
I'm talking about the light traveling to us already happened, didn't it?
Oh, wait, when did they say it was going to be visible?
Last week.
Aww, I missed the supernova. I'm actually sad now.
But it's supposed to be the most important because it's supposed to help the scientists measure distance in space due to all the space dust.
Mm-hmm.
So because this supernova is so close to us, it'll help them do math better, basically. So they can better calculate how to not travel to the next distant star. So.
One day we're going to travel to distant stars, you guys.
Right.
That's pretty cool. I feel like we should have Sharif explain space science to us because he loves space. But I think he more loves spaceships than supernovas. I should still make him do a snippet to explain why math science is going to be better now because motherfucking supernova. Right? I feel like it should be like a classroom lesson.
I'm sure he'd be willing. Sharif, you hear us. Ask officially made.
Yeah, motherfucking supernova. Explain that shit. Also math. Explain that shit as well.
I would like to take back the request for explaining math. It's evil. There's nothing else we need to know about it.
Right.
It's probably because of all of the times that I've stumped you with math. I like the best way to make Melissa mad is to ask her to do math really quick. And she's just like, why? Why the fuck would you ask me to do this? That's so unfair.
Because math is evil. And I'm going to start a coalition against it. That is all.
I think Jamie was trying to agree with me. We can't really tell because nobody here speaks Cabbage Patch, but I believe she's agreeing. See, look, ecstatic agreement with me. I like this. I like this, Jamie. When Jamie, no, you don't like it. You don't like. Anyway. But yeah, I'm sad I missed it. I would like to see that. A motherfucking supernova. I'm really going to stop, you guys. I promise. But I really wish I could have saw that. I wish I would have seen that earlier so I could have, watched it. But I think they actually closed down the planetarium by my house. I'm going to have to find one. But anyway, moving on. Okay, so this next story, this seems actually really sad. Apparently, Silicon Valley's most celebrated CEOs were trying to drive down tech engineers' wages. Yes? No? Maybe so?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I didn't read the article. The title alone depressed me so much. I just couldn't. Because it's not shocking. It doesn't surprise me. It sounds completely plausible. And that you just want to ask why.
Well, it's the nature of business. It's the nature of capitalism, but you can't say that.
How is the nature of capitalism to pay your CEO $10 billion? But then expect me to only work for $10 an hour.
Well, that's how businesses think they make, businesses in the U.S., think they make money by cutting down costs everywhere else. That way I get to take home more instead of, we're trying to build this better project. Maybe we shouldn't hire this many people to try and get this done this fast or whatever.
But then I'm expected to work 16-hour days.
Well,
6 days, 7 days a week.
Like I said,
paid minimum wage. Because you don't want to hire more people and you want to take home $10 billion every night.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me because people are talking about how, that's the big debate now is that we need to raise the minimum wage, right? But other people are saying, no, we need to get rid of minimum wage and just let employers pay what they want to pay. But
then they're going to pay anything. Come
right,
on now.
I really don't think people understand that a business will literally be like, here is a dollar for 3 weeks work.
Yeah. Like, okay, every time that any type of business related track, I don't care what you call it, has been unregulated, that shit went to town because everybody decided, you know what? Mine, and fuck everybody else. That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of minimum wage, that does not mean that companies and employers are all of a sudden going to be like, you know what? I was already paying you crap. I'm going to, you know, since there's no minimum wage and I don't have to pay you minimum wage, I'm going to up it. No, that's not going to happen. They're going to be like, whoa, I can find somebody. I can make them pay $3 an hour and make them work 16-hour days, as Kia was saying, 6 days a week. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, like the fact that so many people don't want to pay, so many companies don't want to pay any more than what minimum wage already is, should be kind of a glaring, like a red flag to let you know that, hey, they're trying to pay as less as possible. But
also, it's like people don't want to understand trends. First of all, what boosts the economy is having the middle class and lower middle class have extra money to actually spend on stuff other than surviving. Because if you have this small percentage that's the only people that are buying stuff, eventually that is, you're going to run out of customers. And you're going to have people who are barely scraping by are not going to want to buy extra stuff or buy stuff that's not food, water, health. No, it's people are going to cut back. And that's why one of the reasons why the economy tanked, because we pretty much lost most of our middle class. So I'm just, it's just so stupid.
But actually this article is interesting. Because it's like Game of Thrones, but with tech industries and way less murder. Like, apparently Google was trying to... They were using wages almost to try and, like, drive out other companies. This is so... Good gracious. But then again, the other companies were underpaying people. What? Wow, and apparently Apple, Google, Intel, and Adobe were cited in this lawsuit for wage theft. Holy cow! Not shocked. I'm with Kia. Not shocked. Sad, but not shocked.
Nope.
Which is a shame, because they, like, that's supposedly the next big thing as far as job goes, is like STEM and engineering and electronics and things like that. And if they're doing this now, geez. Oh, God. Thanks, Kia. Now I'm depressed. She doesn't care. She's happy about it. Anyway.
Sorry, I was actually looking at the supernova. It says the light is going to brighten over the next few weeks. So if you look through your telescope, you should still be able to see it.
Oh, yay. I'm going to have to look and see exactly what I am. Oh, my God. I'm going to geek out. I wish I need a... Where's my telescope? Anyway, moving on. We're doing things. All right, moving on. There was some cool stuff found over the internet. Who found this key? Wait a minute. Somebody put on the docket that there is an acoustic guitar key.
I did.
You can get... Let me tell you right now, you can get that at Walmart for $5. But you got to shop at Walmart. That's the downside. Like, if you're willing to walk into a... So I guess it's about even, though. Because you can either spend $10 less and go to Walmart, or spend $10 more and not have to deal with Walmart. You're right. I'd rather buy it online.
I just thought it was a cool key. So I didn't know about the whole, you know, political agenda behind it. I just
No, there's no political agenda. It's just cheaper at Walmart. But Walmart's... Have you ever... Oh, God, going to Walmart is a pain in the butt. But if you go to gadgetflow.com/portfolio/acoustic-guitar-key-15, that's where you can find it. It's actually pretty cool. There's actually a lot of other cool stuff on this site at the Gadget Flow. So I would say just go to the website and pick out some cool stuff. They have like, they have another key topper that looks like a revolver, which I thought was funny. They have a TARDIS door cling that you could put on your door. They have a cheese grater that looks like a guitar. They have straws that looks like hearts. It's pretty cool. I like these things. Now I'm going to spend money on things that I really don't need, but whatever. That's cool. Anyway, moving on. Not speaking of cons. I was trying to think of a good segue there, but I can't think of one, so I'm just going to jump to the next topic.
No.
What?
Just go ahead.
There's a free online tabletop gaming convention by women for everyone. What?
Wow.
God. I'm the queen so of awkward. Awkward. I'm so awkward, I know. I try, but I'll never get it done. But there's if you're into tabletop gaming and you are a man or a woman, because it says for everyone, or gender fluid, because it says for everyone, make sure you go to Contessa Online. It's a tabletop gaming convention, but it's all online. So you don't have to like spend like however many hundreds of dollars for a plane ticket and then another couple hundred dollars for a hotel room. You can just do it online.
Yeah. So go ahead. All of the gaming and panels and everything online is run by women. Their only criteria, if you wanted to run a panel or a game, if you use the pronoun she and you like tabletop games.
Oh, that's bitchin'.
Right. So it runs from February 7th to the 9th. So that's this Friday to Sunday. And it sounds pretty cool. So I'd say if you're interested, just go, because I think I was looking at some of the events, and some of them are beginner friendly, so it should be cool.
I think I may check that out. Tabletop gaming is fun, but I'm always scared to do it, so I just watch people do it like a weirdo. It's like, no, I don't want to play, but I'll just sit here while you guys tabletop game.
Would, like, Catan count as a tabletop game? Is that what that is?
What's Catan? Did I
say that right? I probably didn't say it right. I'm going to go back.
What do you do?
I'm going to go back in my corner.
You can explain what you do.
I know. I went to a gaming party. The food was great, so that was fun. But it looks like little diamond-shaped things. That are on a table.
I think that's a board game.
It's on a tabletop, though. So is that
so a Scrabble not... tabletop game?
I don't know why it wouldn't be. What are the rules? See, this is why.
My thinking with tabletop gaming is I'm thinking like tabletop, like pen and paper and stuff, RPGs.
Oh. Okay.
Not necessarily... Scrabble.
Well, dude, I mean, isn't Scrabble. I mean, there's. I'm going to look it up, and I will be back. Good day.
Or like card game. Well, I guess you can have card. You can have cards, and you can have pieces in RPGs, but it's not necessary. Tabletop RPGs. Let me verify that, because I could be talking about video games, but. At the same time, now I'm kind of because I was just thinking, is Monopoly like an RPG? But it's not, because the game board is necessary. You can't just play Monopoly with four people and no game board.
Or can you?
I mean, you could. At that point, you're just robbing them, though. So
at that point, you're just stealing from your friends. Oh, Clue is like introductory. I wonder how many of these games introduce people into just tabletop RPGs. Like, I used to play Clue, and now I play a murder mystery RPG. Right?
Right.
That right sounded just like you wanted me to shut up, so I'm just going to move on to the next topic.
Such low self-esteem. It's
yeah.
It's
I'm known for it. Low self-esteem and awkwardness. It's what I'm here for. All right, moving on. TV and movie news. Wait. So wait. The link was deleted. So is now there no airtime for Boondock Season 4?
The link is not deleted. It is on the next page.
Oh! That's what a scroll button's for.
Okay, Deanna.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Is weed legal in California? What the hell happened?
If you have a medical marijuana card, yes, it is. And no, I don't have one. Before you ask,
are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure. Almost positive. Shut up, Jamie.
Yes, they finally confirmed the Boondocks Season 4. Not that garbage they tried to trick us with. What was that? The first week of January? Remember that tweet that was going around the net saying Boondocks was returning January 4th or whatever?
And I was like, I believe it when I see it.
Right. So, but it's returning, and it is, I want to say April. Yeah, April 21st. Is when the fourth season of Boondocks is to officially return on Adult Swim.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about that. Actually, I've been watching. I'm excited about that. I want Sleepy Hollow to come back already. I can't wait for Hannibal to come back, which we'll talk about later, probably in the post-noir.
Late.
Shut up! Dude, let me tell you about my experience eating while watching Hannibal. Why did I do that to myself? But anyway, moving on. So yeah, Boondock Season 4 finally gets an official date, so make sure you watch it. Next topic. Yeah. Apparently, Bryant... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Sorry. That came out too soon. So, once again, someone asked Bryan Singer about that goddamn Superman Returns movie. And once again, he said some shit talking about, well, if he didn't make the movie to appeal to women, it probably would not suck so bad. No, it was a crappy movie, and it was boring.
Wait.
You know what? He has a point. He's absolutely right. If he didn't make the movie to appeal to women, it wouldn't have sucked so bad. Because what he thinks appeals to women is why it sucks so bad.
That is true.
So because he is absolutely correct in his statement.
Because he thought, oh, I'll make it a love story. And women were like, but I want to see Superman like pick up shit and throw it.
Wait, also, so we had Man of Steel and Superman Returns come out recently?
You don't remember Superman? Sure. Superman Returns is the one with the...
He flew off for 5 years, came back.
Lois Lane had married somebody else and had a baby.
She was dating Cyclops. Lex Luthor was building land off the Atlantic coast or some shit.
And then the land turned out to be made out of kryptonite.
You can't see me shrugging, but I am.
Yeah, like, it wasn't great.
Like, you know what? It was also a waste of Kevin Spacey. It was Kevin Spacey, right?
Was it creepy?
It was Diane Keaton. It was Diane Keaton, you guys.
But I can't even trip. I appreciate what Kevin Spacey did with Lex Luthor. He played, you know, the version of Lex Luthor he played, which exists in the comics. He played the hell out of that Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
Do you guys know who the new Lex Luthor is?
Dude, it's fun. What the shit is his name?
Jesse Eisenberg. Otherwise known as Michael Cera.
Are they going for like a younger Lex Luthor?
Well, I guess.
Hilarious.
Because...
Well, here's the thing. Okay, wait. Here's the thing. I think... Don't yell at me. I think Jesse Eisenberg could probably play a good sociopathic millionaire. He could probably play a good Lex Luthor, but he's not going to look great bald. He's going to look terrible. And that's going to mess it up for everyone. I'm telling you that right now.
Because... Yeah, that's the only thing. I can
see him playing a jerk because I saw The Social Network. I can see it. Yeah. Okay, fine. But Lex Luthor is more than a jerk. Like, to me, it's not that Lex Luthor has any, I don't know. It's not as though the Lex Luthor that I know and love is not a guy that thinks he's doing the right thing.
No, that's not true. Lex Luthor does think he's doing the right thing.
Right.
Lex Luthor thinks what he's doing is right for humanity and the direction he wants to see humanity take.
And if it so happens to benefit him, all the better. Explain.
The Lex Luthor that I know and love is from Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
Oh, ma'am.
And they, yep.
Even though I did like that show.
Even gonna hate.
But even that Lex was like, he made it. I don't know.
He was an asshole for quite some time.
Yeah, he was an asshole for quite some time. But I still feel like Lex Luthor actually thinks what he's doing is right.
You guys, the Lex Luthor that I know and love is the Lex Luthor from Smallville. Not really. I'm just making fun of Melissa. Please don't yell at me.
I don't care. The real, the adventures of Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman happened. And I don't care what you guys say. We can't make it unhappen. So we should just appreciate.
It did happen. I'm totally down to admit that it happened. But I don't think that's the best Lex Luthor.
I mean, okay. Because
okay, so I just Googled Jesse Eisenberg and I disagree.
Oh, yeah. It's the dude from Zombieland.
So, and I disagree with this decision entirely.
Oh, yeah.
As Lex Luthor. Because Lex Luthor is, one, he's handsome, so. Two.
Like I said, he's not going to look attractive. He is not going to look attractive bald, you guys. I don't know what they're going to do with his head, but.
He's charismatic. Lex Luthor is very charismatic. Just because he's evil doesn't make him any less charismatic. He keeps convincing people to do his shit.
That's true. He's
convincing people to follow him. Hell, he convinced people to vote for him for president. Twice.
Yep. After and they the knew he fucked shit up.
Miserably in jail time. You've got to be charismatic to pull that shit off twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a genius. I think they just picked this guy because he looks like he's a genius.
Well, I'm afraid they might do stuttering, stammering Jesse Eisenberg Lex Luthor.
No.
Where he's like, he's like a stuttering, stammering weirdo, and then maybe like Superman like pisses in his cornflakes, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to be a supervillain. Ma. Like they're trying to do, like they're doing with Jamie Foxx and freaking Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, no. Man. I'm excited about the special effects for that, but I'm actually not going to watch that either because I didn't watch the goddamn first one. So I'm good.
Okay, I have questions about this Lex Luthor. Okay, if they're trying to do that, then that's not going to work at all because that... Okay, y'all just... Okay, stop pissing on my... Oh, stop. Just stop. Honestly, like, out of Superman, Okay, even though I'm not a big Superman fan, I do like Lex Luthor. I'll be honest. Sometimes I root for Lex Luthor. Don't be mad. But
I'm not.
It's okay to root for the bad guy. As long as it's not the one from Lois and Clark Adventures of Superman.
But the reason
why... It's a valid show.
Okay, the reason why Lex Luthor is considered Superman's greatest enemy is because of opposites. While Superman is humble, even though he has all this power, Lex Luthor is not humble and very self-assured.
He is very self-assured.
You need that opposite for your hero and for your villain.
Okay.
Think about.
I have a question.
Yes.
So now think about the movie. We got the next Superman movie, the Batman and Superman movie. We got fine-ass Henry Cavill as Superman, right?
Jesus. I'm sorry.
We got Ben Affleck as Batman, I guess.
And I still think he's going to rock it. I got faith in Ben Affleck. He's going to rock it.
I'm going to wait and see. No, but here's the thing. I'm going to wait and see, but the way the casting is going, there can only be so many Heath Ledger casting decisions where you pick somebody who everybody's like, why would you pick him? And then it magically it comes out better. It's either going to be Ben Affleck or it's going to be Jesse Eisenberg. It's not going to be both. Somebody's going to fuck up, you guys.
Okay, I'm going to
My money is on Jesse.
I'm going to be honest. So when Ben Affleck was first going to be Daredevil, I didn't believe in him. I was kind of right about that.
I don't think anybody believed it after either.
Ben Affleck did great as Daredevil.
No, wait. Let me finish. Horrible. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. But I think when I watched Daredevil, I was like, there's a lot more problems than Ben Affleck being Daredevil.
Like whatever the heck they put on what's-his-face's head.
No, the whole script, the whole storyline, the whole flow of the everything, like...
It was a terrible movie, terrible.
Like, because I think, honestly, even though people was kind of like meh on Ben Affleck being Daredevil, it could have worked better for me if the script was better. If the characterization of each of the characters were better, but...
Yeah, I think he was a good actor in the movie. The movie was just bad.
I'll give you that. Okay.
So, hopefully, he learned from his mistakes and look at this script, be like, oh, hell no. Nope, y'all not gonna do this shit to me.
He's an actor. They only have so much say over the script. It ain't like Ben Affleck himself is the screenwriter.
That's true,
but I'm just hoping that maybe because he won a couple awards that he can use his pull a little bit. I was hoping when they was asking him to be in a movie that they would try to get him to direct. That way he'll have some, at least some say in some other area. But who knows?
Yeah, but his movies.
Walks up to me and says, hey, you want to be in a comic book movie? Yes. I don't even need to know what character I'm playing. Yes. I don't need to read a script. Yes.
Do you hear that, Hollywood? Kia wants to be in a superhero movie.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. As an actor, especially nowadays with how much money these comic book movies are making.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Walk up to Denzel Washington. You want to be in a comic book movie? Yes.
That's true. Because it's either hit or miss. And even if it's miss, you can always be recast as somebody better. Look what happened with Chris Evans. Man, Terrence. Okay, maybe there will be a little bit of light skin slander if we bring up Terrence Howard.
But just piggybacking on that. Even though, yes, as an actor, you know, you want to pick, you know, any roles that people offer you. But considering when they asked him, he was writing off the fact that he just won all these awards. Like he can kind of get some type of pull, at least a little bit, because he's in the upper echelon now. So I don't know, whatever, I don't care, just don't fuck it up. That's all I ask.
Well, we'll see. Man of Steel, the character I cared the most about was General Zod. Like all the scenes on Krypton were the best scenes, and then everything else was just like, when is Henry Cavill gonna take his shirt off? Like, I really didn't care about anything else. So hopefully in this Batman Superman one, Henry Cavill just walks around with his shirt off the whole time. Maybe Ben Affleck. I have to think about that one a little harder. If it was Ben Affleck circa Dogma, yeah. But anyway, moving on. Apparently, there were these comic book covers, or these comic covers that had pictures of the Powerpuff Girls, but they were slightly older. Not like they were like teenage age. And they were kind of racy, well, not racy, but they were a little bit suggestive. And I find it personally creepy. What do you ladies think?
Burn it with fire.
Thank you. I'm glad we agree. All right. I think that's the consensus on this. Moving on. I like it when we all just agree on stuff where we're just like, no, you're right. Just, I'm not going to say anything because... fucking burn it with fire. All right, moving on. So on Twitter, if you follow Geek Soul Brother and Black Nerd Girls and us, actually, if you follow any of the Black Nerd Consortium, you probably saw these hashtags over the past couple weeks. There was the Black Nerd Girl Dating Tips and the Black Guy Nerd Dating Tips. Geek Soul Brother started it. I think Black Nerd Girls helped kind of set it off. And they happened at different times. I think Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips happened last week, and then Black Guy Nerd Dating Tips happened this past weekend. And it was really interesting to see the contrast of the tone of each of the hashtags. Because, like, with the Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips, and actually, I'm supposed to write about this for Geek Soul Brother, too. Remind me to do that after the show, to write stuff down on. I'm going to do that, you guys. But the tone was very different. With the Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips, you noticed that a lot of the tips were, hey, I'm here, I'm a nerd, I have a place here, and, you know, treat me with respect. But with the Black Guy Nerd Dating Tips, it was more like, oh, yeah, well, if she doesn't know these rudimentary nerd things, she's dumb and she's not, and I don't want to date her or whatever. What do you guys think?
I kind of agree, at least from the ones that I saw. So, like, I participated in the Black Girl Nerds Dating Tips, and the reason why I started participating in it, because I was seeing all the tweets, and it was more of, hey, if I like this, or if I, you know, if you want to date me and I'm a nerd and I do this, or if we go out somewhere, expect this to happen if we're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of the theme, like, hey, you know, my family's into Star Trek, don't mention Star Wars or something like that. And then when I was looking through Black Guy Nerd Dating Tips, it was more of like a checklist of their perfect girl or mm-hmm. something like that. And I mean, that's not bad, but it's just kind of, I don't know. The tone kind of felt weird to me, and it didn't
feel... It was a lot different from the Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips. Yeah. That's the thing that jarred me, was it was like, I went to look at it and I was like, oh, this is going to be funny. This is with the girls. Let's see what the guys do. And I was like, ooh.
So the tone...
This feels different.
The tone was a lot heavier for me. I didn't... Which why I kind of end up just doing like a couple tweets adding to it, and then I just kind of stopped because I was like, I wasn't really feeling it. So I don't know if that's just me, but it was just weird. It just seemed just more about, okay, this is what you need to do as a girl, instead of, hey, as a nerd boy, this is the type of things I like. Please be aware and just don't run away screaming.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the things I noticed was with the Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips, black guy nerd dating tips, it was, if she thinks Skywalker is from Star Trek, I can't date her or whatever. Whereas Black Girl Nerd Dating Tips, they would give you the series, the season, and the episode that you needed to know. And if you did not know that, obviously you weren't as good of a nerd as the girl was. The girls were very niche with their nerd shit. And I really appreciated that, because they were getting into detail about some stuff. And I was like, wow. Right. And then you got a lot of different kinds of nerd things. Like, girls were talking about tech stuff. They were talking about the TV shows. They were talking about comic books. Like, there was a lot
anime,
of stuff.
Anime, manga. You had people, you had girls talking about cosplay, mm-hmm. and like the guy narratives, they was, man, someone was talking about, oh, if she don't know how to end this quote, but he started the quote wrong. Because I was looking at it, I'm like,
rude.
I was like, that's not how the quote starts.
Yeah, but it was definitely, the tones for the different hashtags were different. And actually, I talked to, and I think this is why he asked me to write something about it, and I swear to God, I'm going to write something about it. I'm going to work on it tonight. Geek Soul Brother asked, because I had said something about it, and he was like, yeah, I noticed the tone was a little different too. Why do you think that is? And like, we had like a little mini conversation about what's going on, and some other people chimed in too, like, dudes, come on, do better. But I want to say... shout out to all the Black girl nerds who were seriously repping nerddom during the hashtag. It really was great. It was amazing. I appreciated the shit out of it, because Black girl nerds are fucking awesome. Motherfucking supernova awesome. Boom, boom, boom. Make my heart go zoom zoom, my motherfucking supernova girl.
What are you doing?
Oh my god, you didn't watch... Oh. I'm sorry, I guess I was the only child. I think I was the only person young enough to watch the Disney movies at that time. Okay, never mind.
What is happening?
Nothing.
I don't know. I thought she was making up a song off the fly.
Look, I don't know. D.
Oh my god, you guys never watched Xenon Girl of the 20... Was it the 21st century?
No.
I believe... It's a movie on the Disney Channel. Raven Simone was in it.
I Googled Raven Simone a lot one night, and I did see that she was in that movie on Wikipedia, but that's as close as I got.
Oh my god. It's from what I remember, preteen me loved that shit. Loved it.
We are all happy for you.
I wish I could share my joy with you guys. Whatever.
I have no plans on watching that movie. And I watch a lot of bad stuff.
It's not bad.
Actually, that took way too long for you.
No, it's not bad because that period of time where it was, there was that movie and then there was the Johnny Tsunami movie that had Lee Thompson Young in it. Rest in peace, Lee Thompson Young. I miss you so much. That period of time, those Disney movies were actually pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, all I have is That's So Raven going on in my head right now. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
It's a future I can see.
That's So Raven. Mm.
That show was hilarious. Okay, not hilarious, but...
It was. If you're a kid, it's hilarious. If you're an adult, it's watchable.
Yeah, that's where I was at.
Yeah. All right. Let me think. Oh, yeah, crap. We got a kind of TV squee before the show's over.
Okay.
So, I've been watching Hannibal, you guys. You guys, it's amazing. I know I'm late, but I'm really liking it, but I keep making the mistake of eating while I'm watching. Actually, no. Here's the thing. I watched the first couple episodes, and watching him cook when I couldn't see, it's creepy because you're like, oh my god, he's cooking people, right? Right? But actually, in that part of the series, he may not actually be cooking people. There's a specific part in the series where he is obviously cooking people because he's got a Rolodex next to his recipe book. And he pulls out a recipe and then he pulls out his Rolodex and he goes and he kills somebody to make whatever recipe he has in the book. That's super obvious. That cooking montage. But before then, it's kind of questionable whether or not he's eating people. And I was getting really hungry watching him make this food. That's not right, is it?
It's absolutely right if you're a cannibal. Hmm.
I'm sitting there eating like hummus and stuff. I love hummus, you guys. I was sitting there eating and I'm just watching the show and eating like, I don't know why this is making me hungry. But then when it got to the gorier parts, I then had to stop eating. So there's a limit, you guys. I'm not actually going to eat human flesh, but I will watch it on TV and eat at the same time.
I'm glad there's a line.
There's a line. But oh my God, Hannibal's so good. It's super good, you guys. I love this show. I can't wait for it to come back. But it comes back, and it comes on at the same time as Scandal, so I'm going to have to DVR it. But that's okay.
All right. What else are we watching, people?
Archer came back. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I watched the first episode so far.
Dude, last night's episode was so... Last night's episode was really, really good, but there was this, well, I don't want to spoil it for you, so just last night's episode was really good. I'm just going to put it at that.
Okay, is anybody else watching Arrow?
I am. I haven't been watching Arrow. I'm not caught up, though.
I'm going to start watching Arrow at some point.
It's on Netflix, you have no excuse.
So, Melissa will watch Arrow in about the next two years.
Right. Yeah. They're doing a lot of the superhero cameos now for all the superhero TV shows that they're trying to make come out now.
Yeah, well, I heard they're introducing Birds of Prey, which excites me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah, because they already did The Flash. Well,
they just did The Flash.
Yeah. Pre-Flash.
Right, and they're trying to do, you know, Speedy or what does he become? Arsenal?
I don't know. I think he's going to be Arsenal because...
Yeah, I do too. I do too. It's that's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
Where they're going with the story anyway. And they've already shown Black Canary.
Yep.
Oh, that just hit me. Let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why. Sometimes I forget who Arrow... Because his name isn't Arrow, guys.
But it's Green Arrow.
Right.
Green part. Are you kidding?
So you guys would just add it on. Technically, in my hands...
Wait, you guys, though, you guys, his name is not Arrow, you guys.
Right. It's, technically, it's Green Arrow.
Or Oliver. And whenever I think of, I've separated myself so much from this series.
Oh my God.
That I only think of him as Justin Hartley from Smallville. And then I already know that Justin Hartley isn't an Arrow. So it's like sometimes Arrow doesn't really exist on the same level as reality for me.
Oh, God.
Because her only reality is Smallville and Lewis and Clark Adventures of Superman.
Yes.
I still haven't finished that series, by the way. Good Lord.
Lewis and Clark Adventures of Superman?
No, Smallville, right?
It's just the last season.
I'll do it one day.
Smallville was on for 18 years. Nobody expects it. That's like trying to go back and watch all the seasons of The Simpsons. You don't have to do that.
Okay, speaking as someone who forced themselves to watch that freaking last season, Kia, I implore you, don't do it. It's just going to piss you off. You're going to be like, I wasted 10 years of my goddamn life for this goddamn last season, and this is what you do to me? This is what you do?
I told you, I tried to start watching the season, and I got through half an episode, and I was like, nope. It was the one where they were at the cabin.
Oh my God!
Yep, I was like, nope, I can't even do this. I made it to the end of the episode, I was like, I quit. That was a year ago.
See?
I quit.
That was a good plan. I wish I followed my instincts, but I was like, nope. I made it this far. I'm going to finish. And when I finish, I'm like, you know what? Why did I do that myself?
Smallville is like the How I Met Your Mother of superhero TV shows. It's just like, why is this still happening? Why is this still on?
You know what? Honestly, I think I should have stopped at season 3.
So should the show.
That's a lot of teasing.
I didn't even bring myself to finish watching Vampire Diaries.
You know what? I actually still like Vampire Diaries.
I can't remember where I'm at. Where am I at? Oh, yeah. She got turned into a vampire, and now her emotions are turned off. That's why I'm at in Vampire Diaries.
Okay, wait. Vampire Diaries is the one that begat the originals, right?
Yeah.
Is the original still on?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I like the originals better than Vampire Diaries now.
That's what everybody keeps saying, but I can't even get to the originals. Cause I can't fucking finish Vampire Diaries, so I'm good.
Look, I say just start with the originals, because they do flashbacks. You really don't need to know the whole backstory to get what the originals is about.
Because also, the originals is technically a prequel.
No, it's not.
Right, no, it's not.
I was trying to use that as an excuse, but obviously.
Right, no, it's not.
So, I mean, honestly, like... You can pretty much watch the originals, because you might not get the full backstory, but you would get enough of the backstory that you'd be like, oh, I get why they hate each other. So.
Oh, and I've got some sad news. Supernatural is falling into Smallville territory for me. I have not watched this season.
Is it because Jared Padalecki's a dick?
Oh, he been a dick.
What? Oh. Wait, no. Did he say something in real life? Please, guys, listen.
Okay?
I don't think his comment
was as bad as everybody's making it out to be.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty rude.
It's kind of rude.
The bad part is, that's not the first. People are saying that he said some rude shit about other things before.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. The dude, I'm like, yeah, you know. Melissa.
I just hear in the background.
I'm like, when you're talking about someone who just died, it wasn't even 24 hours, and you say some fucked ass shit like that.
Like, can you wait a year? Give it a year.
What are we still talking about?
Like, if you're gonna be a douchebag, at least
have a 1 year delay on your douchebag.
Can we just wait till Supernatural goes off the air?
Maybe him and the guy who died didn't like each other. Maybe they're mortal enemies.
But still, I'm like,
I cannot like people and still feel bad when they die.
You talk nice about their ass just because they're dead. Now fuck that nigga. He dead, but still fuck that nigga.
Okay, but who was it? Because now I just want to know, and I don't want to know.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh God! You mean this is a recent thing?
Yes.
Poor Melissa. Oh.
I have so many episodes to watch this season.
He said something along the lines of, "It's not sad that he OD'd on drugs or whatever. It's stupid or something like that, right?"
Oh, hold on, someone. Screen capped it, so y'all keep talking, I'll find it.
But yeah, he said something along those lines, which honestly, that sentence isn't as bad as everybody's making that to be. It's just bad in the light of the fact that, yeah, someone just died, so it's kind of a dick move. But
well, that's what I'm saying, like,
it's... but I understand what he's saying. It's not, you know,
found it.
Hold why on. Are you over ODing on drugs? I get what he's trying to say, but
found it's it just,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's what he said. Sad isn't the word I use to describe a 46-year-old man throwing his life away to drugs. Senseless is more like it, stupid.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
But still, dude, it wasn't even 20 fucking 4 hours.
Drug addiction is not, it's not something that you can just be like, oh, I'm totally not on drugs. It's a process, and part of that process is relapse. A lot of drug addicts relapse. And if you relapse and something bad like this happens, that's really freaking tragic.
Right, and I'm like, and like, honestly, I understand what he was trying to say, but this man had a family. So imagine if the family saw that tweet or someone pointing out that tweet to them. Like, that's, how you think that's supposed to make them feel? And plus, drug addiction is not, like he was saying, it's not something that you can just sneeze out like a cold and be done with it. Like, you don't know what's going on with that man's life. You don't know how much he struggled. You don't know what he's been through to try to attempt to beat it. Mm-hmm. But really, it's really insensitive. Especially, and I think someone else mentioned it, like on a TV show, one of the shows, he played a character that had an addiction, and somebody was like, so you played a character who had an addiction, you didn't even bother looking it up, because if so, you wouldn't have tweeted this out. And like, then he tried to explain what he meant, and it was just making it worse and worse. I'm like, just shh.
Yeah, like I said, have a 1 year delay on your douchebaggery, at least. That's all I ask, a 1 year delay.
Right, because he was like, well, it's not really a tragedy. You know, a tragedy is genocide, blah, blah, blah. And people was like,
oh, dude, God, just... he made it worse? How do you make it worse?
See, those are also, like, here's the thing, those are also tragedies.
Yeah, you just don't,
like...
I can see somebody who either doesn't know about recovery and addiction or has been adversely affected by it. Like, if you had that one family member and you just kept relapsing, and then it just sort of turns you on how you view addicts and recovering addicts. I can see you saying something like an overdose death is stupid and senseless simply because your view has been skewed because, or you know, not skewed, but that's what colored your view. But to say that it's not a tragedy is just ridiculous. Like, because I don't know Jared Paladicky's life. Maybe he had that one uncle. Who knows? But I just, oh my God. Why would you not? Did he really say genocide is a tragedy?
Yeah.
No. Right.
But anyway, it's getting to the 1 hour mark. So we are going.
That's how we do this. I'm sorry.
So let's, we don't have to do the ending music, do we?
No.
Okay, so we are now officially ending the podcast. So goodbye to those who are just listening to the podcast.
Sing us out, D.